I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Hey, King, you got any hemorrhoid pillows?
I don't even know what a hemorrhoid is, to be honest. Is it something out of your butthole?
Yeah.
It's definitely in your butthhole, yeah.
It's a it's like a growth, kind of like a almost like a welt or something, but it's like under the skin and it like is really painful, allegedly. So
which one of you has a hemorrhoid?
No, Ski just really felt the need to talk about hemorrhoids. He's like he's super into them right now. So
that's the hip thing right now, man.
Yeah. Listeners weird, not going to understand that you just like walked in and sat down as we're we just talked about I'm going to Mexico and I got to be careful of like, putting sunscreen on the top of my head because that's not something people normally have to think about. And I do learn from experience. Booble's asking if I'm going to go build the wall.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
I know this guy.
Yeah. This
fucking wears sunscreen.
Dude.
Come on.
Dude. If I don't, it is bad news. Bad news. Oh God.
Okay. How many times do you apply sunscreen to your body in an entire year? Obviously, there's like 7 months that are not applicable.
Yeah.
Are we 5, 10, 25?
It depends. Like if I'm going to be, so for instance, I went to Disneyland last year. If I'm going to be walking around Disneyland all day, I'm putting it on throughout the day. Like probably like 5 or 6 times I'm putting it on my body. Because if I don't, then I burn and I'd rather not do that. So it totally depends. Like if I'm not going on trips anywhere, like.
See, like if I'm out golfing, like I might like the start of the round, I might hit my arms and neck with it. There's only a one apply thing. It's one and done. I'm not reapplying again.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much it actually is helping, but.
Well, and it doesn't help that you have like 8 silver bullets in you at that point, and then you totally forget about the sunscreen. So
I was sober, wasn't going to remember it again anyway.
Yeah. You put them in your bag though, right? Like you have sunscreen in your bag, right?
Oh, no.
No. Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow. I guess that, again, you guys, ooh, you and I are on.
The big bad sun.
You and I are on different pages. We have different relationships with the sun. Yeah.
It's usually my fair skinned buddy I'm playing with puts it on himself. Like, I'll take a little spritz here.
Yeah.
Is that Adam?
He does, he's like the cream, like a cream, not the little like mist spray. Yeah. He likes that lather in there.
I'm a cream boy too. I don't do the spritz.
No,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I've done the spritz and it's like, it's fine, but you know, it doesn't get any better than the cream, boys. I just lather myself up. Just, you know,
I will say my favorite sunburn ever.
You know how it is. You just lather yourself up, you know? let it get on your skin and just use your sort of, yeah, you know, nice shower, so to speak. Yeah.
My favorite sunburn ever, I think, was at Knott's Berry Farm like 5 years ago.
Ooh.
Because I was wearing a backwards hat with, you know, the little like the, you know, I don't even know, not a non-fitted, so they had the buttons or whatever.
My guy.
And literally within like an hour, I was like, man, my forehead is scorching. And I just had a big old red blotch right there from just my forehead. It was fun.
Just square. Was it a trucker hat? So it had like the mesh?
No, it wasn't a trucker hat. No, it was just a snapback.
That'd be amazing if I did that. Like wore a backward snapback trucker hat.
Oh, it was. Oh. Yeah. And it was funny because like 2 days later, I could try and put the snapback on in the same place, but the burn had like raised a little bit because that when it's 90 in Orange County, that UV is really fucking high. And Knott's Berry Farm is just, it's like, it may as well be a fairground. It's all cement, black cement. There's no trees. There's no shrubbery. It's not like Disneyland where there's a little respite from the sun somewhere. You go to Knott's Berry Farm, you're committed to the sun. The sun is there. Yeah. And I got a little arrogant. Like Icarus. Man, I was Icarus.
Literally,
too, a little too close.
Literally too close to the sun. Yeah.
Yep.
I love how this conversation has turned. By the way, of you just talking shit about me needing sunscreen to you being too arrogant. You know, it's just, you know.
I mean, you know.
I'm just saying.
But guess what? Once he got that forehead burn, it wasn't burning again the rest of the summer.
Nope. I went right down to Huntington Beach with my Trump friends, and I was perfectly fine. Yeah. Splayed out right on the beach, right on the sand.
Splayed
UV rays.
UV rays. A lot of people are saying, I'm the best. I'm the best with the UV rays. They love me. More than the Democrats. You know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you the UV rays love them, but they don't. I'm close friends with the UV rays.
Cheryl.
Where was Cheryl, by the way? Where was Cheryl? I'm looking at RFK in the front row there. Where the hell's his wife? Where's Cheryl? He couldn't get her a ticket? He couldn't get a plus one? Honestly.
I think they're... Honestly. Relationship is a little rocky at the moment.
I can't imagine why. Weird. Yeah.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Alex King and Ski. Tweeted us if you want to. Twitch.tv/ABROG87 is where we do the sports podcast, where we're doing it live right now. Today is a Wednesday when we are doing this, the 5th of March. Normally, we do it on Thursdays. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow, so we can't do it tomorrow. So twitch.tv/ABROG87 if you'd like to watch us. Hit follow. It'll tell you when we go live. You just click a button and you can watch us, get in the chat. It's a good time. If you miss those, I post them on YouTube, so you can watch those streams there. Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we're on the things. So find Sportsbury or TSB Pod on the things. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. This week's movie is my movie, and it is Predator, the original Predator. Kind of can't believe we hadn't
Epstein
watched
Files.
Epstein Files. You won't find me there. I've seen the files. A lot of big names. A lot of big names.
Epstein, my Cheryl.
Most of my family is on that list.
Cheryl.
I mean, what are the odds he got his brain worm on the island?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Spicy. Yeah, so Predator. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. I cannot believe we hadn't watched that movie yet. Like, 160 movies plus. We hadn't watched Predator yet. Which, by the way,
Ski never.
I know.
I mean, it was on my back, and it fell down the ladder of, you know, what was in the queue.
Skirting your duties, man.
I think I made you guys watch the new woke Predator, you know?
Prey.
Yeah,
woke.
Yeah.
By the way, woke because it has a woman in it.
Woman of color.
Indigenous
sir.
People. Yeah.
Indigenous. Yeah.
We got to deport her. You know, we got to deport her. Like, go back to your country. Go back where you came from.
Get him out.
Get him out. Oh, my God.
I'm actually surprised we didn't. See, I probably would have picked Predator 2 first instead of Predator 1.
Yeah, you would have.
That sounds like something you would do, correct?
I mean, Glover and Busey in the city fighting a predator?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no.
Jesus Christ. That's a horrible movie. It's a horrible movie, Ski.
That's great.
As far as Schwarzenegger flicks go, you'd probably make us watch the first Terminator over T2 as well. Because that's just what a sicko you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also not a good movie, by the way. Not enough credit given for how bad the first Terminator is. I think it's like, remember when we watched Hot Shots Part 2 and we were like, oh yeah, everything that was funny was in the first one. That's right. I think we thought there was funny stuff in this one. No, there really wasn't.
No, he shot a chicken. Charlie Sheen shot a chicken.
That was it.
It wasn't actually in the movie.
Wasn't in the movie. It was just on the poster. Yep.
Just on the poster. Okay. All right.
Oof.
There you go on my face.
Oof. Yeah. I think that was my movie, and I think that's an E-me. My bad, guys. All right. So there's sports to talk about this week.
Before we get to sports, can I just say something?
You may.
So for the people that are watching this on a visual medium, I am wearing a Bass Pro Shops hat.
You sure are. Okay. Yep. With the for people listening, it's got the little like the string,
the little rope.
Yeah, the little rope.
Yeah. So I went to Bass Pro Shops last week just because I needed a dog collar, right?
Sure.
And Bass Pro Shops, until I don't know 4 or 5, 6 months ago, was Cabela's.
It was. Yep.
Cabela's, no Aura. Bass Pro Shop, oh my god,
hella Aura. Oh baby,
hella Aura. I was like, I gotta buy a hat. I just stepped foot in a Springfield, Oregon Bass Pro Shops. I gotta commemorate this trip with a $7.99, an $8 hat.
$8?
$8?
Yo, we need to. Yo,
and a bin of $5 hats in like 10 different colors. Aura, major Aura. Just,
I mean, if you think about it. Cabela's, you know, Cabela's is more lean towards the hunter. They're hiding in their camouflage. The Bass Fisherman is charisma out the fucking window.
Absolutely.
They set that hook like they're fucking trying to rip the mouth off that fish. Just.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm doing fly fishing. That's my bad.
That's the one all fishermen can shit on is the fly guys.
I don't like the fly guys. No. Don't like
all rich guys. They're all rich guys from Portland. So
yeah,
I love bass fishing too, because you're right that they catch these. I mean, let's be real. Like, bass aren't humongous fish, so the effort and the oomph that they're giving it, not warranted for the fish that they're catching. So it's swag. It's all swag from these bass fishermen. Have you been to the one in Las Vegas?
I have not.
Oh, the giant pyramid. My God. It's got a huge, like, real, like, waterfall with actual fish, like, in the water area underneath. It's blocked off so people can't go in it, because people kept going in it and they would, like, fall to their death. It's got a bar, first of all. Bar in the Bass Pro Shop, and it's around the bar and eating area, like in the middle of it, is a huge aquarium, like floor to ceiling aquarium with like awesome fish in it.
Is that the one where the guy dove in and then tried to jump out of the side of it to like a 20-foot fall?
Yep.
Is that it? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
No,
Vegas for that.
Yeah. I do love that the Bass Pro Shops in Memphis is the pyramid. Mm-hmm. And that's where, for like 2 or 3 years, when the Memphis Grizzlies moved from Vancouver, they played in a pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. Yep. That is now like the world's biggest Bass Pro Shop. It's
beautiful.
Just amazing. Just the best.
I mean, what happened to our architecture, man?
Right?
We used to be a country.
Yeah.
Shame.
It's a damn shame. Memphis just continually doing things right, you know. Just can't say enough.
Now they play in the FedEx Forum, and it's just not the same.
Boring.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, boo. It's boring.
Different era. Yeah.
By the way, what makes a forum? Does anybody know? Because we had the FedEx Forum in Memphis, and we had the Great Western Forum, which is, I think, just now like the MSG Forum in Inglewood, where the Lakers used to play. What makes a forum?
I'm pretty sure it comes from like Greece, where a forum was like it was essentially like a stage with, you know, stands where people could sit and watch plays and watch speeches or whatever. I think that's the originally what a forum is, and I think people have just started using the name just for branding.
Yeah, because the one in Memphis,
good. Yeah,
does not look like the one in Inglewood.
Yeah,
which probably doesn't, which is actually probably fairly close to the one in Greece of yesteryear. But
Ski, are you Googling forum?
I'm trying to find the definition.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love to hear the actual definition of what a forum is. There's nothing,
just says,
nothing on Wiki.
It just says dictionary forum. Just says a place, meeting, or medium where ideas and views on a particular issue can be exchanged.
Love that.
So I guess that's it.
Mm.
A sport game. You're exchanging ideas.
That's it.
Or views. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Grizzly Stink, for instance. That's a view that you're sharing while watching them play, right? Great Western Forum. Who was that again? Was that
the Lakers?
The Lakers. Yeah. It was the Lakers, right? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to sound stupid. Okay. Here, WCP posted some stuff in our chat too. Let's see. The marketplace or public place of an ancient Roman city, forming the center of judicial and public business. Public meeting place for open discussion. There you go. And a judicial body or assembly, like a court. There you go. There you go.
Well, here, Wikipedia says there's only 5 forums in the U.S. You got the...
Let's hear them.
You got the Broome County Forum Theater in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the Clearly. FedEx Forum in Memphis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Forum in Chicago.
Yeah.
The you got Forum. The one in L.A. And you got the Tampa Bay Times Forum, formerly known
the
as
Lightning Play,
or formerly known as Amelia Arena, multi-purpose arena in Tampa, Florida. Yeah. So it's 5.
I don't even know what the arena looks like in Tampa. I can tell you it does not look like a forum.
For sure, there's no chance.
I tell you
I've
what.
I've seen the Trop. I've been to the Trop. I know it's not the same building, but I'm just saying there's nothing in Tampa that resembles a forum. There, I said it.
Tell you what. Pacific Northwest, the only place without a forum.
Let's fucking get building, fellas.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, guys?
Sounds you think like if Matthew Knight Arena was just built on the exterior like the Great Western Forum, people would be more like, I want to see a game here.
Yep. Yep.
It has like columns. It's architecturally interesting.
You got to get a marble column. You can this one or that one. Sorry.
If I know anything about college basketball fans, architecture is at the top of the list for why they go watch games.
Right? How many people love Matt Court? Architecture, you know?
Architecture nerds.
I will say a big miss for Matthew Knight Arena is not having the club access like the Great Western Forum, where it was like at ground level where you could watch people from the outside walk in. And it was like, this is where the rich people are. It just, that was, I would go to more games. Just watch the rich people traipse down into the,
this is beautiful, guys.
Yeah. That's not a forum. I'm not sorry.
Tampa Bay Times Forum.
No.
Yeah.
Named after a newspaper.
The failing Tampa Bay Times.
Fake news. Fake forums.
Fake forum.
isn't Matt Knight supposed to be like an architectural like gem? Because isn't it supposed to be like acoustically like...
like 20 years ago when they made it.
I don't know. I just think it looks like the Rose Garden from the outside. Or Moda. Sorry.
Moda. Yeah.
Slip.
Yeah, jeez. Remember when people... protested Moda being the name of the stadium. They would stand outside the
Rose Garden is still my arena. Yeah.
Dorks.
Shut up.
Dorks.
You're a dork. It goes to your whole Civil War argument. It's like, if you really want to call it the Civil War, call it the Civil War. If you want to call it the Rose Garden, go ahead. People will know what you mean. So,
I thought you were talking about the other Civil War and you were about to have some very hot timely takes.
I mean, the South got screwed. I know that.
A lot of good people on that side. A lot of good people.
Great, great people. Maybe some say the best.
A lot of people are saying. I tell you who wouldn't agree with that is the Democrats over here. Just pointing at them. Just pointing at them. God damn it, this guy. All right. Oh, by the way. I was thinking about this the other day. I wanted to run it by you. Does Phil Knight get to write off the stuff he builds at the U of O? Like the Science Center, for instance. Like, does he get to write that off? It's a donation, like right? Like,
yeah, yes. And I feel like when you're that level of like richness, it's just like the Kramer or Seinfeld thing where it's just a write off. Well, what's a write-off?
You don't even know what a write-off is.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Write it off. How do you know?
I tell you what, both meanings of that phrase like could work for him. Like, yes, he could write it off on taxes. He could also just write it off as fucking what's $5 billion.
Yeah, it's just write off. It's just write off.
Like whatever. Yeah. Oh, how many? 100 million? Yeah, all right, whatever. Like, do check, like money order. What do you want? What do you want? I don't care. Just tell the guy. Tell my money guy. Must be nice. All right. Speaking of money, guys, do you see Pritchard? I was trying to like figure out the perfect transition for that.
Maybe we'll call that one perfect,
Max Crosby. But... Max Crosby got a lot of money. No,
okay. There we go.
All right,
but no one cares.
Yeah, but no one cares. Are we ready?
What are we doing here?
Are we ready to talk? I'm trying to transition to sports.
Are you going to
say Justin Tucker is a free man still and white people are back? Like, what's going on here? The white male is back.
I'm surprised he didn't say that, by the way. Like, I'm surprised he didn't explicitly say that. He pretty much, I mean, pretty much did. Okay, how about Oregon's win over Indiana? So, I think, nice.
I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
Got to the arena. I wanted to see Indiana play. They're okay. They're going to make the tournament. It wasn't like the best opponent in the world, but I want to see Indiana. And then I see them take off their shooting shirts. And I was like, they look like alternative fucking Stanford. Like this, This could be Kevin Hogan wearing a black uniform. Like what the fuck? I wanted to see the Crimson Indiana. And they gave us the black cursive writing. I didn't like it.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
No, like I just,
you know, they come to Eugene and they feel like they need to compensate for something, you know?
And that could be a lesson learned for Oregon. Just sometimes just wear your normal colors a little bit more. Just sometimes people want to see it. Sometimes people just want to see it.
Do you like their circus pants, their warm-up pants?
Oh, the candy stripe? Because it's corny and they just lean into how it's 1957. Like, I'm fine with it. Like
barbershop.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tacky at this point. It doesn't fit, but
I think it'd be great if they do it like twice a year and at home. Why would you do that on the road?
But they lean into it, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah. You know, I agree. They look stupid, but I think that's the point. Hell. Like, and they wear it and they don't care. Like, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Sexy indifference. I think that's what you could call that.
But Indiana's a blue bud. They're not supposed to be all gimmicky like that with these pants.
But it's not gimmicky.
It is now because this ain't the 1950s anymore. So it is gimmicky.
It's gimmicky in that it's traditional.
Bill Knight loved them. Bill Knight loved them. Yeah, those are Bill Knight pants. Bobby Knight pants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
Calbert Chaney wore those pants. Eric Gordon wore those candy stripe pants. Mike Roberts sat on the bench, Go Axeman, and wore those candy stripe pants.
Eventually, after going the JC route, if I remember correct. Mike Roberts was a coach
in Indiana watching people wear candy stripe pants before apparently Mike Woodson came in and flushed him out.
Flushed him right out.
Shout out to Mike Roberts. You're doing well.
Yeah. Axeman pride. By the way, back when they were the Axemen, they bring the men back into the axe.
The axe.
Who fucking cares? So the basketball win was nice, right? I mean, I think they were sort of written off at a point in that game, and then they sort of battled.
Indiana wasn't good enough to write off the Ducks there. So,
yeah. Still a nice win.
It's the same annoying team to where, you know, they were in control the entire first half. They could just never extend a lead past 7.
Oh, they couldn't. They couldn't make a 3.
And then classic, you know, Brandon Angel tries to dribble the ball up with like 10 seconds left, gets a foul called on him with 1.1, and then a foul on the inbounds. And luckily the guy missed the 1-1, but it's like that's at least been the first half in a nutshell of squander a 7-point lead, blow the final shot of the half and give up a foul on the other end of it. It's just like,
so because you mentioned Brandon Angel, there was a point. So he had 4 points last night. Okay. He had four. There was a point before he scored a point last night where he had gone 48 minutes spanning 3+ games. And I think it was, he had 8 total points. Maybe it was 9. 8 or 9 total points over 48, 49 minutes spanning 3+ games. My God, dude. What the hell? Brandon Angel. Score. Do something.
Do something. The game before, he wasn't in the stat book for the first half.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know we've mentioned this before, but he was the most efficient player of the nation last year. Okay, like that doesn't mean he scored 27 by any stretch. But I haven't seen a single thing efficient.
Score 6 buckets. How about that?
Yeah, just scored 11 points. Like just score 13. That'd be great.
A basket. Score a basket. Just one. Give me one.
Basket.
Justify your minutes. Come on. It is weird how he just sort of has disappeared. Well, because coming into the year, he was going to be like this, like Shorzy, right? Veteran presence, right? He's going to be presence. Veteran presence. And he's a veteran, but he just doesn't do shit. And
of all the transfers, I was like, I've seen TJ Bamba play enough. I was like, I kind of knew what they were getting out of Bamba. I was like, oh, Brandon Angel, you know, like you said, fifth year senior. I think he averaged like what, 14 or 15 points a game at Stanford last year. I was like, that's and they needed a big. I was like, oh, this is a great pickup for Altman. And of course, I could see why Altman loves him, because he just doesn't try to do anything on offense. He just loves to mud it up, and Altman loves mudding up the offense.
His mutter was a mutter.
Yeah. Well, how are we feeling?
That's a Dusty reference, kids. Yeah.
How we feeling? Yeah, get the Swiffer out for that one.
Yeah, shit. Sorry.
How we feeling about the team right now? Like, tournament's coming up. Big Ten tournament, they don't. It's nice going into that, knowing that they don't have to win it. They're in a solid position for March, for the tournament, and
just seeding at this point. They might get a 5 seed or 4 seed if they win, kind of thing.
And the the difference between a 4 and 5 seed is
not much.
Because if you get to the Sweet 16, you're playing what, the 2 seed. Is that how that works? You get to the Sweet 16?
The 9-8 play.
The 9-8 play the 1.
Yeah. No, would it be the 6? I don't know.
I think it's the 2 seed. I think you play the 2 seed. Yeah. I think so. Someone who's listening, Google NCAA brackets. So, like, because I've seen whether they're the 4 or the 5. It's like if they get far enough, like if they get to the Sweet 16, the 2 things I've seen is they're either playing Auburn or Alabama. So I feel like that's like the 2 seed. But
well, how do we feel about them going into the tournament in terms of making a run? Because we've seen Oregon teams who were like, yeah, this is sort of a middling. Like, Dana always makes the tournament. He always gets 20 wins, but this is sort of like a middling team. We don't actually see them being capable of anything. But then when the tournament starts, they actually sort of turn it on, because that's Dana's thing, right? So could we see that with this team? I kind of think we could. This team, I could see a few guys on this team catching heaters and sort of carrying them to 3 or 4 wins, you know?
Yeah, like, are you talking Big Ten tournament or NCAA?
No, NCAA, yeah.
Okay, yeah, see, like, the thing with that is if Shellstad, Biddle, or Bartholomew all catch, like, not in the same game, but, like, if 2 of them are on in every game, yeah, they could make the Elite Eight. Like, that is a real possibility. But they also, until Dane Altman loses a first round game ever or whatever, I'm going to say they get to the round of 32. Yeah. But I can see them just as easily, because every single game they have one of these, they have like two lulls where four, it's 4 minutes, 5 minutes, where they just do not score. And sometimes the offense on the other team, like Michigan State and USC, it's like, well, they score 15 points in that span. Sometimes they don't, because in fairness, the defense has gotten better. Biddle has turned into like a really good rim protector.
Leads Big Ten in shot blocking.
KJ Evans is down there battling like he is. And I'll trust Altman, who says that Angel is struggling on the offensive half, but in the last like 6-7 games has really done well on defense. I'll trust him on
okay.
that.
He's done okay on defense.
He's done okay. But like Biddle and Evans, I can like I can see with my eyes are really really battling down low.
Well, so say, I'll add I think Bamba's on ball defense the last
and Bamba five yes games yeah. has
been like he could shut down a team's best player if he's a guard,
and he's the only guy on the team that can guard on the perimeter. Like yeah. I mean, Biddle can obviously like he blocked an Iowa shot and. But
Shelstad's a liability on defense. So
he's terrible on defense. Some
of these games where he's like last game where he was not scoring for 35 minutes, and he's kind of a liability out there. Because Bamba seems to have the ball in his hand running the offense more than Shelstad does. So I don't love it, but that seems to be how things are shaking out right now.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. How often Bamba dribbles and how often Biddle is the guy with the ball with like 5 seconds left on the shot clock on the perimeter. Like Shelstad could fully figure it out Sunday, like, or in Indianapolis or in the first, like, I think he will. It could be next year. He's going to fully figure it out, but he floats sometimes for like long, like stretches of like 3, 4, 5 minutes where he's just not incorporated other than bringing the ball up the court. And it's,
I think I've brought this up before of, first year Pritchard, he didn't have to do anything. His team around him was so good. He just don't turn the ball over. And then the 2 years in the middle where he was supposed to be the guy, he's kind of like Shelstad. He doesn't know what to do. If Shelstad could maybe get a year early of when Pritchard figured it out of, oh, you get into the paint, and then you could pull up. And if you keep people on it, keep them guessing what you're going to do, pull up, drive, you control the paint. And Shelstad's just not quite there yet.
He's not comfortable there yet. That's what Pritchard got good at. He got comfortable being around bigs. And by the way, he bulked up quite a bit. Like that's something Shelstad has to do is just get bigger. Because right now, not only does he not want to go in there, but he really can't go in there. So yeah, just like you said, he needs that year and he needs to focus on it. And if he does, he can turn into like a really good player, but yeah.
And that's kind of why, like by default, it's Bamba is the one that puts his head down and takes it to the rack. Mm-hmm. It's very ugly what he does 80% of the time with it, but he's the only one that really does it. Yeah. And you need a guard to do that.
So from Booble in the chat, more of a defensive liability, Shelstad or Ryan Gosling, and remember the Titans.
Gosling
by far.
That guy's hips. His hips were so stiff. Boy. He's lucky. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because those women watch that film, and he's got stiff and robotic hips. But he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Though it doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do a lot of work.
Nope.
Just show up.
Yes,
that's basically what he did. he's lucky they like his number in the Barbie movie. He's lucky he just sang. They didn't have like a big dance routine, if I remember right. So yeah,
I think his only dance move was he just clapped.
Now hang on a second though. As I'm talking about this, Gosling was like a Disney kid. And that kid did some song and dance numbers when he was a kid. So I don't know.
Not good at it, though. Not good at it.
Must not have been.
No Timberlake.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. And think about you back to when you were a teenager. Probably a little more limber than you were when you hit you know, your late teens, early 20s into whatever he is now, mid 30s.
You know who prefers Gosling to Justin Timberlake? The Democrats.
Scared. I was scared where you're going with that.
These Democrats.
Early teens, I was terrified.
No, all the Democrats. Democrats, big Ryan Gosling fans. Big Ryan Gosling. I'm an NSYNC guy, you know? A lot of people are saying they're the best. Big with boy bands. Boy bands love me. You know, they always telling me, boy bands love me.
Trump is for sure a 98 degrees guy. Those guys seem a little...
No, he's a new kids guy. Some of the...
I go old enough.
Some of the...
Who was it?
The opinions. Like
who was it that Prezi T went golfing with in the summer? Was that DeChambeau?
Probably DeChambeau, yeah.
They made a big deal about his playlist.
He golfs with Tiger all
the
time, right?
Well,
yeah.
Sorry, guy. He likes winning.
Yeah.
He likes winning, but he likes Tiger, and Tiger hasn't won in quite a while. I'm just saying.
And guess what Tiger likes? Tiger likes tax breaks in Florida. So that's what Tiger likes.
But it was with DeChambeau, and he's like, oh, you got a built-in Bluetooth on your golf cart. And it was like 1940s like jitterbug music. And DeChambeau's like, wow.
Banger.
This is.
All right.
God damn, I'm really trying to find my words.
Rightio, Mr. President. You sure do know how to play them. That's a perfect Trump dance, by the way. What you just did. Yeah.
I mean, it's just the double cock to the face. That's all it is. Just alternate cocks.
It's very, you know? very similar to me putting suntan lotion. Very similar.
Copper tone.
Oh, man. Oh, Booble says he's an O-Town guy. Yeah. He might be an O-Town guy.
Was O-Town Liquid Dreams? Was that their big hit, Liquid Dreams?
I think so, too.
Were they like 14 years later, it was like 6 years later. They regenerated the T2 like liquid metal stuff, and that was their music video. It was looking like T2. Yeah,
the group originally managed by Lou Pearlman during the first season of Making the Band. Wow. O-Town, O2, Lines and Circles, and the Outman album. They also made an album 6 years ago, dudes.
Wow.
2019. I know. Wow.
I probably mentioned this before on here, but is it the Meow Mix commercial with the guy from Backstreet Boys?
Meow, meow, meow,
meow. Yeah. No, but it's like, meow, 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 meow. And it's the cats doing boy band stuff. You seen that? And he pops up at the end.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's cats like in an alley standing up like bipedal. Like they, you know, wearing like leather jackets and having their hair done in the rain, dark New York alley. Like, meow, meow, meow. Oh, meow. And then it's not Joey Fatone, but it's a secondary Backstreet Boy or whatever. and he hops in. He's like, meow, meow, meow. Makes me laugh every time.
Booble says All or Nothing is their big song, O-Town.
Yeah.
They have a member named Eric Estrada, whose professional name is Eric Michael Estrada, because Eric Estrada clearly taken. So
Chips, right?
Chips. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So we just talked about O-Town for like a long time. That's cool. Yeah.
We talked some duck basketball
Any other duck basketball talk? I mean,
you ever taken a woman to O-Town?
Never. Yeah, not
once.
A
real thing.
Yeah. Because
I was talking about the Orlando Magic Arena.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been demolished. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's
can't
really,
find it.
Really far away, too. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you just keep searching and searching for it, and you're never able to find it. I'm beginning to think it doesn't exist. So, I don't know.
A Penny Hardaway for your thoughts.
I'm going to keep trying to look. I'm going to keep trying. But, you know, again.
You get close sometimes, but then you get sidetracked.
Yeah. It just gets discouraging, you know. Sometimes eventually you just stop. You just stop trying. Yeah. How about football? Football happened.
Football happened?
Do you care about, do you, like, in terms of stuff that's on your radar, how do you care about the Debo trade? Do you care? Like, does it register for you at all?
I think he's a gadget player at this point.
Yeah. So as a Niner fan, like, we as fans are sort of, we're ready for this. I think we hoped they would get more than a fifth round pick for him. I mean, like, it's a little depressing to think about, but he is washed.
We get that money off the books, at least.
He is washed and has not been in good shape since he got his contract. And speaking of that contract, it's like $20 million they're saving this year. And so you get that off your books. You're now able to pay Purdy. You're now able to, like, you know, make other moves, maybe sign people to make your roster better. So, and you know,
Bosa?
Yeah, get the other Bosa.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good.
Bosa up.
I'm good. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going MAGA, you go full MAGA, right?
Go full MAGA. Just yeah. Perfect for San Francisco, right?
Sign Justin Tucker.
How many 49er players do you think have ever been to San Francisco?
That's a good question. Like, for other than like other than promotional stuff, right?
Why would they go there? It just seems like
it's far.
I'm really rich. Yeah. I'll stay in San Jose or Santa Clara. I'm good. I'm fine.
It's far. Like it's a drive, and usually you're going through some traffic. So is it worth it to actually go into San Francisco? Probably not. When you get signed, you probably go there, do the tourist stuff, right? Like you check out.
And they take a picture of you in front of the bridges.
Sure. Like go check out Alcatraz, go check out the wharfs and whatnot. Like whatever.
Go see where The Rock was filmed. That's
exactly that. One. Yes.
Like, you think Nick Bosa is just sitting there on an off week and going, you want to know what? I want to want some fresh sourdough bread. Let's make that 2-hour drive up north.
Get some chowder.
Bosa might have, like, he might go to San Francisco to do like a 2-hour walk around so we can get some footage for Newsmax.
Do a hate crime.
Yeah, you know. That guy. A homeless person? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Pants a homeless person. Yeah. Yeah. He just goes up there to be Nelson from Seinfeld. Or The Simpsons, I mean.
Yeah. That guy, the Bosa brothers work out in the off season in Florida. Like, they are not in California during the off season. So I'm pretty sure Nick Bosa is only in California during the season and like half the season because they have away games. So Bosa is not a California guy. I think we can say,
think Nick
say
Bosa
that.
Could explain tariffs.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Correct way?
Yeah.
No, but yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
His explanation would be, yeah, you know, they tariff us, you know, we're going to tariff them right back. And equal tariffs for equal tariffs, you know, that's Nick Bosa. Yeah.
Now he's up for equal rights. Okay.
Yeah.
he would be the, how would you... We should not be paying income tax because that would be the, what are they calling it, the X-Pill tax or whatever they're trying to push it as.
Yeah. How does Nick Bosa sound like so much more of a meathead than Joey?
Yeah.
Like, they're the same family. They're same area. They're like 2 years apart.
They're pretty
I'm
similar.
Not saying, yeah. I'm not saying Joey doesn't sound like a meathead, but Nick sounds like he's has like just a steady strip of codeine. Yeah. Just always going
so slow, right? It's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, plays a position where you could have some head injuries.
He literally every press conference he does, he's literally just like, yeah, you know, like we play, you know, really hard sometimes. Like literally talks that slow. I can't I can't handle it. Right. He's hard to watch.
Does he talk that slow so he could like check himself from dropping an N-bomb? You know, if you just speak real fast, some things can come out possibly. You slow it down. You pick your words, you know, carefully.
I hope so. Does he talk that slow to prevent himself from getting sacks? Because that seems to have happened recently as well. So sure does make a lot of money to get sacks.
Hell yeah.
Sure doesn't get them.
A lot of money.
AK-47 mentioning Ricky Pearsall went to San Francisco, which he did. And they also have Brandon Ayuk, who is coming back next year. And
Pearsall would say,
yeah, what happened?
Yep.
I see you.
He did.
I laughed. I thought it was a funny joke.
Yep.
Funny guy.
Let's see. Yeah, and then they were also talking about trading. There's talk of them trying to trade Brandon Ayuk as well, which
did they just sign him?
They did. I don't understand why they would do that. It doesn't make sense to me. But maybe they can get DK Metcalf instead. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. I think Ayuk's probably better than DK Metcalf, so I don't know.
Oh, wow. That might be a hot take.
Is that a hot take?
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it could be.
Yeah. He's pretty productive when he's healthy, so I don't know. Let's see. Before we do our lists, we could talk LeBron getting 50,000, or we could talk John Cena going heel. Pick one.
Oh, my God.
Pick one.
I'm so mad I missed John Cena going heel. I went to the damn Oregon hockey game. I was like, I'm not going to watch this pay-per-view on Peacock. It looks that bad. Terrible.
Average.
Puckhead's going to puck, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a puckhead. Everyone knows this. You know, we're Sharks.
We're always saying it, yeah.
Joe Thornton is going to, trust me, he's going to turn it around.
Yeah. That was cool, by the way. That was cool. Seeing all the people who did go to that senior like hockey night, like that was cool.
It was packed. Yeah, it was cool. It was packed. Yeah, yeah, right. It was.
Good. Happy for them. Yeah.
And there was a fight, you know, 5 seconds into the game and guys got ejected and the guy from the other team was really pissed and came out of the locker room like 10 minutes later and was throwing shit on his way out as he got escorted. It was fun. Yeah.
That's
fantastic. You get ejected in college hockey for fighting?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You don't just catch 5 minutes and you're good?
No.
They try to discourage that at the college level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe motherfuckers would show up more if you let them fight.
So question, because I don't really follow it closely at all. They're not like an official NCAA hockey team, right? They're a club team.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah, they're not playing BU in Minnesota.
They're like, they might, they might be a step above club, but they're club adjacent. Like they're in something called like the NIH, you know, like
they're in an organization. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were in something that Arizona State was in like 10 years ago. And now, like, you know, last 4 or 5 years, ASU has become like a D1 hockey program.
All right.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
All right, so.
Banged on the wall a bunch.
Nice. Right. Nice.
Yeah, like the glass, I mean.
By the way, again, very similar to me. The sunscreen, you know, like. Yeah, yeah.
Just a lot faster.
Yeah, two guys, you know, taking things off, you know, getting sweaty, grappling with each other.
Getting physical. Yeah.
Getting physical.
It's a physical game. Gotta set the tone, you know? Gotta set the tone.
Speaking of just like duck sports. You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and... Oregon baseball. PK Park.
Yep.
The walls. They're too short.
Way too short.
Too many dings, man.
Is this where we're at? Is this what we've become?
They're playing in February and hitting fucking 19 homers in a game. Like, it's... I literally knew they brought in the fences a couple years ago because they were too deep. It was like 10 feet here, 12 feet here, lowered the fence everywhere. It's an insane overcorrection. And don't get me wrong, way more interesting to watch than George Horton ball, where they tried to win every game 3-2 with bunts and blah, 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 blah. But some of these home runs, some of these ping-a-ling-dongs they're hitting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What are we doing?
Like, I just want a little, you know, little base to base, you know, little hit and run.
Some fucking fundamentals happening
here,
man.
Yeah, let's just swipe a bag. What are we doing? Over. Analytics. Oh, they're just swinging upwards, and it's just a whole thing. The nerds have taken over the sport. Yeah, like you said, just base to base. Stack fly. It's just this used to be a game I loved. I don't know what I'm watching anymore.
Make Oregon bunt again.
And it makes me sad.
Make Oregon bunt again.
Please God.
Please God, no.
Anything but that.
I will say that, like, part of what I hated about watching Horton ball would have been corrected even if he was still here, because he called every pitch from the dugout and did 45 seconds of, you know, the history, and now they just push a button. So, like, that shit's better, but man, some of those bombs, I'm just saying,
are bombs and are awesome and are make Oregon baseball watchable. And
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, some of these swings, I'm like, 295 to the gap. I don't know.
How do we feel about?
I don't know.
How do we feel about 35-1 against Columbia?
Good.
Yeah.
All those fucking nerds are going to be on the Supreme Court at some point, or senators. It's, yeah, fuck them. Fucking nerds.
I don't think you need to go to Columbia to be a senator nowadays.
You do not.
Yeah.
Supreme Court, probably still.
Probably. I think it helps. But is there... I don't know how to put this. It's not running up the score per se, because it's baseball and they're still trying to get you out and you're just better than they are and you're connecting with everything. But it's like, at some point, if you're Waz, you just be like, you know what, like, choke and poke, like, here.
There's only two things. Don't bunt. Don't steal bases. That's
yeah. Baseball is a sport where, unless you're bunting or stealing, just take a hack. Like, that's how the sport goes. Football, you could totally run up the score by, you know, we know. Baseball, what are you going to do? They throw you the ball, you swing, and either hit it or you don't.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of those times, if you see a score like 35-0, it's mostly on the pitchers that are walking guys, hitting guys. Yeah. It's tough to score 35 runs by just fucking hitting gaps and dropping bombs.
Do you think they need to add the mercy rule?
No.
They have it, just not in the first game of doubleheaders, I believe, is the rule.
Is that right?
Yes, I believe so. I believe that was...
Okay, good to know. Yeah, because 35-1 is... it's something.
I forget who it was. Your stats look a lot better after games like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone in college, I think it was yesterday, I should know this because I read about it like 3 hours ago. I think they scored 24 runs in an inning this week.
Without a home run.
That was the most ever.
I saw that.
In NCAA. Yeah.
It was like five guys hit, six walks, and then a bunch of singles and doubles. And
to think about, like, not, you know, don't swing. Well, kids, then they're just going to walk everyone. Yeah. You know, like, in some of those instances, it's almost a better odds that you're going to swing and just make an out than just mercy, let the ball go by. Because,
All right. Baseball. Well, baseball 11-2. Baseball 11-2. Oregon softball 20-1 right now. I think their loss was like February 3rd. I think they've won 15 in a row. Like, they're dominating right now.
And, like, the softball team has actually played like real teams.
Yeah.
Unlike the baseball team.
Yeah. I think we might need to actually start paying attention to Oregon softball again, which is good because when they were good, they were genuinely one of the best watches for Oregon sports because the games are like an hour and a half, and they're exciting.
When the weather gets nice, it's a great watch.
It's a great watch.
Go out to the Jane. Yes. You're there for an hour and change. Yeah.
Even watching them on TV, like it's not a big investment to watch a softball game. So, yeah, it's nice that they're good again. I'm ready. It was George Mason apparently, who scored 23 runs in an inning the other day. So, that's a lot.
And can I sound the? I don't have siren.
Oh no!
Can I sound the toxic masculinity siren?
Yeah.
Melissa Lombardi, Oregon softball coach, kind of a dish. I had no idea. I was unfamiliar with her work.
I
saw a picture of her a couple weeks ago at some gala or gala for like opening of the season. Kind of a dish.
Huh. Yeah. I don't see it, but I'm, you know, we all
could have been the best picture she's ever taken.
Very. Yeah. I mean, cool. All right. Yeah. Nice. I'm not going to disagree with you because then I'd be a dick for saying she's not. But yeah, I don't agree with you.
that'd be more misogynistic if you said she wasn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Okay. Want to do our list? You got anything else before we do that?
No.
No.
Go to the list.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm used to asking that question and you going. Before we get to our list, I have one.
Before we get to our list,
one thing. All right, let's do our list. So it comes from Nathan FKD in the Discord. I don't remember why the conversation about mayonnaise started. Would you please refresh memories?
King, you're the one that put it out there in the Discord. Go.
So because Oregon baseball has a guy with the last name Hellman, so they call him Big Mayo.
Big Mayo, yep.
And he drops big old dongs, too.
And he drops big old dong pieces. Yep. So he hit a big old dong the other day, and Nate put up ping, which is our obligatory bat symbol for a 270-foot hit at PK Park or whatever fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Opposite field, you know, whatever. And I posted a GIF of Hellman's Mayo. And it finally clicked for Nate why they call him Big Mayo. Hellman is his last name. Hellman's Mayo is a very famous brand of mayo.
Yeah.
Is that more of a Midwestern mayo? East Coast?
Probably so. Yeah. I mean, I would.
Do they have like pickles too? Hellman's pickles? Is that a thing? I feel like that might be a thing. I might be making that up. So list from Nathan FKD in the Discord is top three mayos.
If your last name's Hellman and they do make pickles, would you rather go by Big Mayo or Big Pickle?
I know, right?
Big Pickle, right?
I'd be Big Pickle. Yeah. I mean, both are good. Like,
they are both good.
Both are great. All right, who wants to start?
I think Hellman's might sell sweet pickles, which...
Oh, gross. Like bread and butter pickles?
Bread and butter pickles? The worst.
Who eats those? And what do you eat them on? Someone tell me.
Yeah. Well, they're on... I can tell you this as a former employee. They're on the $6 burgers at Carl's Jr.
Gross.
That's why he's go famous star, man.
Just go two famous stars, buy one, get one for a dollar. I mean, what are we doing?
Okay, baby.
Boy, when they did two famous stars for $3 back in the day, God, we were living the dream and we didn't even know it. You know, like, oof.
Cholesterol was thriving.
Oh, man. God.
Just thriving.
Cholesterol really had a time.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, what a run they had.
They were the 90s Bulls, man. Oh, man. Just running through our hearts. Just crazy.
Yeah.
Just three-peat. Maybe one year you actually decide to go jog some, then they come back with another three-peat.
They come back because they've already got that shit built up.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, like the makers of atorvastatin need to send Carl's Jr. like a few mil for all the support.
Yeah,
send him a nice card.
Can I give you a Hellman's fact?
Yes, please.
On the West Coast, Hellman's mayonnaise is packaged as best foods.
Ah, bring out the best foods. Bring out the best.
Bring out the best.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Best foods on anybody's list? No spoilers, but no. They fucking suck. They suck. Their mayonnaise sucks. Best foods is bad.
Does any of us have any actual real mayo on our list?
Oh, I do.
I do.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow some minds with mine. Nobody's gonna see mine coming. Kind of like the way I put on sunscreen. Nobody's. <Yeah. laughs> I love people who like because I edit out the top three list and post it as like a video by itself on YouTube. I love people just are going to only see that part of the joke. They're not going to see anything prior to that that led up to it. Okay, I'll start. Can I start?
Go for it.
My number three is Mayo Thompson. Everybody knows who this is. Of the band Red Crayola, who made the 1970s album Corky's debut to his father. Like everybody knows the legendary Mayo Thompson of Red Crayola.
If Kurt still listened to this podcast, he would totally know who that is. He would like lock, stock, and barrel. He would be like, oh, Red Crayola? Let me tell you about... Yeah, they were a side project.
Yeah.
Previously it's like Amarillo Carpet, and it just took off from there because they burnt saw it.
Yeah. Ben Folds talks about them as one of his biggest influences when he was coming.
Ben Folds. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me pick that up, that name I just dropped. All right. What do you guys got?
My number three mayo. OJ Mayo.
Yeah. Sure.
My number three mayo, the Mayo Clinic. They heal people.
It's a good clinic. Minnesota,
right?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's a good clinic. You forget about that clinic.
Tim Walls. Total disaster on the Mayo Clinic. Someone's saying the walls are closing in on Tim and the Mayo Clinic. Anthony Edwards. Have you seen a lot of him this year? Not that good. Just saying. Carl Anthony Towns.
You know, big supporters of the failing Mayo Clinic, the Democrats. Them right over here. They won't tell you it, but we all know it. Big supporters. Failing Mayo Clinic. All right, threes. Wait, we all gave our threes? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, threes from the chat. Booble says OJ Mayo. AK-47 says best foods mayo. I think he's being a contrarian. I think that's what's happening here. I think he heard us talk about it being the worst mayo, which it is. And he's just saying that just to be difficult, you know?
Just such a contrarian there.
Troll. Okay. A troll. We have a troll in our midst. I think that's what's happening here. Let's see. WCP, the random mayo packet that comes with a sandwich you get at 7-Eleven or Dairy Mart. My man. Give him a sound effect. Give that man a sound effect. Thank you. My man.
I mean, that's the only thing that saves that sandwich from just taking a bite out of sand. The driest sandwich on earth.
The driest turkey you've ever eaten in your life.
Yeah.
It's not just there, by the way. Like, you get a sandwich or whatever at like Fred Meyer or something, like the deli anywhere. They come with those little packets and like little mustard ones too. Like,
you gotta have mustard.
Gotta have the mustard too, man.
You gotta add moisture to those things.
Perfect.
Finally got a chance to use it.
All right, my number two is the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Duke's Mayo. I've never had Duke's Mayo. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, My number two is Duke's Mayo, because as they say on the logo, the twang is the thing.
Twang is the thing. I dig it. I dig it. Do they any like weird celebrations in the Duke's Mayo Bowl? Do they pour mayo on people, or they do, right? I think they do, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Gross, but yeah. My number two, I'm going with a real mayo as well. The only mayo that I think is palatable is Kewpie mayo.
It's cheating, though. Cheating.
Kewpie?
Kewpie.
Where's Kewpie?
It's a Japanese mayonnaise.
Where do you get it?
They sell it like Costco now, but before you had to go to like the Asian market.
I've never had
Basically,
it.
They don't use the yolks. It's just the white of the eggs. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's just, I'm not sure I count it as mayo.
Comes in a little squeeze bottle with like a star tip on it too. Get a nice little.
I like that. Yeah.
Get it for just the tip.
Just the tip.
That's
just
a good. That's a good touch. Like, so it comes out in the shape of a star.
And, I mean, it still comes out in a line, like, pretty much, but.
In the star shape.
It doesn't just fart on your sandwich. Nice little line of mayonnaise comes out.
Oh yeah. You're not buying a Japanese product and it comes out in like with a fart noise or whatever. No.
I mean, it's efficient. Maximum control for your mayonnaise consumption from the Japanese.
I love it. I love it. All right. Twos from the chat. Booble says, also had Mayo Clinic. Good call. AK-47 is Duke's Mayo. And WCP is Best Foods. Like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? It's terrible.
Uncultured swine in our chat.
It's awful. I understand, like, you know, you're raised by parents who were raised in an era where Best Foods was like the peak, right? If you don't have a family member who like makes mayo or whatever, like Best Foods is probably like the high end stuff that you're able to get. I get it. You had a lot of sandwiches in your life where you had that on it because your parents didn't know any better. Nothing against them. It's how they were raised. When they were raised, you know?
For you guys, you're making a sandwich. Are you putting mayo on pretty much every sandwich you make?
Yes. Every time.
Every single time.
It's like sex.
Are you
It's like sex. I need lubrication.
Are you a liberal mayo guy, or are you just enough to get like a nice little sheen on the bread?
I'm pretty conservative. Pretty conservative with my mayo, Cheryl. Like,
bless you. If it's anything, it's close to too much mayo. It's never just a sheen. Like, so a little insight into me, and I hesitate to admit this, but when I was a kid, I would eat sandwiches that were just mayonnaise and just Tillamook cheese. I used to get the Tillamook bricks and I'd slice the pieces off and it would just be mayonnaise, bread, and cheese. I fucking loved them. Like, the best. And sometimes I'd throw bologna on that bitch. Tell you what.
Woo. Making it worse.
I know. I get it. And by the way, here I am talking down on your taste with Best Foods and saying that that's something I used to eat on a regular basis. I don't care.
What's that sandwich meat from that comes from like Oscar Mayer that looks like bologna, but it has like
pimento loaf
shit in it? Pimento.
Yeah.
Tell me you never tried that.
No, God, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's weird, right? Because you're eating a sandwich and then you have to like, you bite into things that you have to like pick out. Like, that was so weird.
It's like just gross. Like congealed like pork pig jowls or some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think they just boil down a pig head and just chop it up. Probably pretty good on its own, in my eyes.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, here's my question to you guys. Did you guys eat bologna when you were kids? Did you have bologna fed to you?
No, I never liked it.
No?
No.
I don't like,
just curious.
I
like Spam over bologna, so.
Yes, I'll eat Spam and I'll eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
Not being a meat snob. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But, no, bologna. Nah.
Okay. All right. No, I hear you. I understand why. I just saying it's something I used to eat when I was a kid. WCP says he's also not down with bologna. Okay, I get it. All right, my number one is a real mayo. and it is Kroger real mayo with cage-free eggs. It is literally the fucking Fred Meyer Kroger brand, and I see you shaking your head. I get it. It is the best tasting mayonnaise. It just is.
Where do I have 1%? I need to add a 1%er to
myself. Just a little jaunt off to Mexico, eating his cage-free egg mayo from Kroger.
Spent a month in Europe. Now he's going to Mexico. Hang on.
I'm getting, you're acting like the store brand is the fancy kind.
Kroger. Have you been to Kentucky? I'm telling you, Kroger is a big deal over there. I'm not even joking.
It's
I will say this.
Yeah.
I don't like how Kroger branding is infringing on Fred Meyer's locally. Mm. It makes me mad.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I hear you.
I don't like that grocery cart logo with the little piece of orange. I don't like it.
Well, I'll say this, Brog. If you love Kroger's, never try QP mayo. Just stay in your fantasy world where Kroger brand is fantastic mayo. Just don't even attempt
you it. Better believe I'm about to try that, by the way. I'm going to like an Asian market tomorrow and buying that because I'm a
no you're not because you're going to Mexico.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, right? shit
you might send someone to buy one for you at an Asian market.
I'll send
but you're not going to an Asian market.
I'll have my people buy it for me.
You might see Asians. Yeah,
I can't be seen there. Yeah. This is literally getting written on a post-it as soon as we're done. Like, not kidding. I don't know if you can tell this by looking at me, but I'm a big mayo guy. I don't know what gives it away, but all right, what's your ones?
My number one mayo, Doug Funny's on and off girlfriend.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Gotta love it. That's
my number one as well.
Smoke show. Yeah.
Absolute banger.
Cool as hell. Fine as hell. Shit. Doug Funny didn't know how good he had it.
What was the band they would go see? The Beats?
Killer Tofu?
Killer Tofu.
It was the Beats that sang Killer Tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Skeeter Valentine, Roger Klotz.
Oh, Roger Klotz, he made my blood boil. What a bully.
Yeah, he had red hair too, man. That caused problems for me when I was a kid. It's like, why they got to make the redhead a bully, huh? Right. Not cool, man. He wore a leather jacket, though. That was cool.
He did. I got another one, I guess I'll say it, even though I don't even like it.
Honorable mention?
It's an anti-honorable mention, though, because I hate it. Cinco de Mayo.
Hate Cinco de Mayo.
Why do you hate it?
Well, my birthday falls on the 6th. Mm-hmm. Cinco de Mayo's on the 5th.
Okay.
Everyone always gets trashed on the 5th and doesn't want to go out drinking on the 5th.
Interesting.
Yeah. You need to.
You're going to say because of brown people.
Yeah.
Brown people make good food and have great beer. I'm all for it.
What are you saying? That's all they do, Ski? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, seriously. Is that all they're good for? Like, jeez. I
mean, that and break into our fucking country and steal our job.
And what do you mean by brown people?
What brown people do I need? How about the Mexican brown people?
Pharaoh Brown?
Jalen
Brown?
Ronnie Brown?
There's a lot of them.
Tarek Brown.
Oh, there's a lot of them, huh? A lot of browns, Ski? A lot of browns?
They like to procreate those browns.
Whoa!
In the Rogan sphere on that one.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool, man. Let's get some sponsors, you know? Let's go full Rogan. Speaking of which, one's from the chat, AK-47.
Transition.
I kid. AK-47's number one is Miracle Whip, which is not mayonnaise.
It's not mayonnaise.
Yeah. Get him out of here. We need the that senator from Colorado or whatever to like remind Over? You of you of decorum, like AK-47. We're gonna have to have the sergeant of sergeant at arms remove you from the chat. Oh, God,
I thought we were better than that, fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say the I didn't watch any of the. What are they called? It the talk to Congress or whatever, the address to Congress.
Yeah,
State of the Union. See,
it wasn't even a State of the Union.
It was just him talking to Congress. Yeah,
yeah. But seeing the likes of Lauren Boebert and Marjorie—is it Taylor Greene or Green Taylor?
Taylor
Greene, right? Talk about decorum. Very funny to me. It's just we live in a very funny world.
Oh yeah. I would call them hypocrites, but they don't know what that word means. Booble's number one, spread joy, spread mayo. What is that? Is that a brand? Spread joy, spread mayo.
I don't know if you guys. I think if you got to go back a couple weeks, I think spread joy is what the FS1 crew was doing with a daytime host.
Whoa!
Sexist joke. Whoa. I need an alarm. I need a sounder for that one too.
Whoa!
Look at me.
I did not see that coming, so to speak.
I force it in there.
Pause.
I'm sorry.
Number one from
like Emmanuel Acho.
Number one. What are we doing? What's happening?
What am I doing?
Who am I? What's that? Where am I? Number one from WCP. Number one from WCP. Whatever is on sale when he needs mayo. Yeah. I guess.
I like a thrifty boy.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayo is one of the things I treat myself with. I'm getting that full price Kroger brand mayo jar. I'm getting it. And I'm using it on everything. Not everything. Honorable mention from Booble. Why did the mayonnaise blush? Because it saw the salad dressing? little dad joke for you. Gotta love it. All right. That's it. Those are our mayos. Anything else before we go? No. Movie on Sunday is Predator. It's on Hulu. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If I don't make it back from Mexico, you guys are awesome.
Is it a Nate Dogg song where he goes, ayo, ayo, ayo,
yes.
Right? You don't want to mess.
You don't want to mess with me.
It's much funnier if that song is from the perspective of a jar of mayo at this point. Ayo.
Mayo, mayo.
I could see that.
Spread
like
me on a sandwich with cheese.
Where's Weird Al?
Like still repping BLT.
Yeah. Till the day I die. Love it. Perfect.